Thank you. I'm not seeing other colleagues, but if you allow me, I would like, as well as in my capacity as a member of committee, to underline the importance of Article 16. My colleague, the rapporteur, mentioned throughout a lot of questions related to that. But as recently we have seen several episodes in the sea, let's say, that is under the competence of the Italian authorities, the implementation of Article 16 takes a crucial importance, because what Article 16 of our convention says is that non-refoulement, of course, is a principle of international law, but if there are grounds for suspecting that any individual may be subject to enforced disappearance, he should not be surrendered, extradited, or expelled. And in the situation where geographically Italy has been imposed to a fluxes of immigrants, this is, of course, an important element which should be taken into account. Taking, let's say, account on the situation, especially in different cases which have been very widely known, like the case of Diciotti or the navies of Sea Watch, where emigrants were not allowed to enter the Italian ports, I would like to know from you in what kind of legal basis this decision have been taken. What were the reaction? I'm not interested on the political side of the problem, but on the legal one, if there has been a reaction from the tribunals in Italy, and if you have any more concrete information to tell us on these cases. Thank you. And if we arrive now to the moment when all questions have been posed by our side, we'll take 15 minutes of break, so we'll leave you the opportunity to prepare this, the replies to our questions, and we'll resume 10:45. The meeting is adjourned.